Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and we are bringing you this show in English for Monday, August 18, 2025. We're going to have, as usual, features regarding Argentine culture, geography, destinations. Today, in fact, we're going to have Argentine destinations, and we're going to go to the province of Córdoba to discover a very unique places, and it's not sierras or hills, which is what Córdoba as a tourism destination is mainly known for. We're going to be talking about a quite different location in Córdoba, pretty unique within the country and I would say the continent. Also, we're going to be remembering one of the most popular and acclaimed singer-songwriters of the 20th century in Argentina, whose death anniversary is being marked today. And we're going to be remembering also a pretty tragic, dramatic story, quite grotesque, that happened in Argentina in the first half of the 19th century and was taken to the silver screen, was made a movie. But we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's start right away. In a couple of minutes, as a matter of fact. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555 and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to have the regular DX supplement produced by Arnaldo Sly. But let's focus on today. Today, we remember Chico Novarro, one of Argentina's most versatile and beloved musicians, who passed away on this date in 2023. Born Bernardo Mitnick in Santa Fe in 1933, he became famous not only as a singer, but also as a composer who moved with ease across different genres: bolero, tango, jazz, pop, and Argentine popular song. Over his long career, he wrote more than 600 songs, many of which became classics throughout Latin America. Let us start with a playful and light-hearted number that shows his wit and his humor as a songwriter, a song that was super popular in parties in the 60s, 70s and beyond, El Orangután.
Meciéndose en una rama, estaba el orangután, meciéndose en una rama, y pasó la orangutana, comiéndose una banana, el orangután, y la orangutana, el orangután, y la orangutana. De pronto el orangután le dijo a la orangutana, de pronto el orangután le dijo a la orangutana, termina ya tu banana, te invito a pasear en liana. El orangután, y la orangutana, el orangután, y la orangutana. Vacilar al bar de la Mona Juana, se fueron a vacilar al bar de la Mona Juana, y entre cocos y caranas volvieron por la mañana. El orangután y la orangutana, el orangután y la orangutana. Cayóse el orangután rendido sobre la rama, cayóse el orangután rendido sobre la rama, y la pobre orangutana
los pies en la palangana.
El orangután, el orangután.
Beyond his sense of humor, Chico Navarro also had a deeply romantic side. One of his most famous compositions is a song that has been performed by countless artists in Latin America and Spain as well, including Andrés Calamaro and Rosario. It's a timeless bolero that speaks directly to the heart, called Algo Contigo, Something With You.
Hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amigo. Ya no puedo acercarme a tu boca sin deseártela de una manera loca. Necesito controlar tu vida, saber quién te besa y quién te abriga. Hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amigo. Ya no puedo continuar espiando día y noche tu llegar, adivinando. Ya no sé con qué inocente excusa pasar por tu casa. Ya me quedan muy pocos caminos, y aunque pueda parecerte un desatino, yo quisiera no morirme sin tener algo contigo. Puedo continuar espiando día y noche tu llegar, adivinando. Ya no sé con qué inocente excusa pasar por tu casa. Ya me quedan muy pocos.
Chico Navarro left us with music that ranges from humorous to deeply emotional, and today we celebrate his legacy through these unforgettable songs. Chico Navarro also collaborated with some of the most important voices of his time. In the 1970s, he recorded with singer Silvana Di Lorenzo a dramatic, unforgettable piece that has since become a Latin American standard. To close this tribute on the second anniversary of Chico Navarro's death, we'll hear them together in Navarro's composition Arráncame la Vida, which would be Take My Life Away.
Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que el corazón ya te lo ha dado. apaga uno por uno sus latidos. Pero no me lleves al camino del olvido. Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que mi razón se fue contigo. Oblígame a vivir para tu amor, pero no me obligues a decirte adiós.
Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que el corazón ya te lo he dado. Exhibe mi cariño ante la gente, pero no me quites la alegría de tenerte. Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que mi razón se fue contigo. Oblígame a vivir para tu amor, pero no me obligues a decirte adiós.
Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que el corazón ya te lo he dado. Apaga uno por uno sus latidos, pero no me lleves al camino del olvido. Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que mi razón se fue contigo. Oblígame a vivir para tu amor, pero no me obligues a decirte adiós.
Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que el corazón ya te lo he dado. Exhibe mi cariño ante la gente, pero no me quites la alegría de tenerte. Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que mi razón se fue contigo. Oblígame a vivir para tu amor, pero no me obligues a decirte adiós.
Arráncame la vida de un tirón, el corazón ya te lo he dado. Apaga uno por uno sus latidos, pero no me lleves al camino del olvido. Arráncame la vida de un tirón, que mi razón se fue contigo. Oblígame a vivir para tu amor, pero no me obligues a decir
Navarro left us with music that ranges from humorous to deeply emotional, and today we celebrate its legacy through these unforgettable songs.
Welcome to Argentine Destinations, our weekly journey across Argentina's most remarkable places. Today we travel to the heart of Córdoba province, where nature and culture meet, at one of South America's hidden treasures, the Mar Chiquita Lagoon. Mar Chiquita, little sea, that's the literal translation, is also known as Mar de Ancenusa, and is the largest saltwater lagoon in Argentina and the fifth largest in the world. Imagine an inland sea stretching over 6,000 square kilometers, constantly shifting its shores depending on rainfall. It's a place of mystery, of beauty, and incredible biodiversity. The lagoon has been a lifeline for Cordoba's ecosystems for centuries. Its waters are saline, and the landscape changes dramatically with the seasons. During the dry months, vast salt flats appear, shining white under the sun like a frozen desert. In wetter years, the lagoon expands, swallowing the surrounding land. Local people say that Mar Chiquita is alive. It breathes, it grows, and it recedes. This unique environment has made the lagoon a sanctuary for wildlife. It's particularly famous for its birds. More than 300 bird species live here. But the most iconic is the flamingo. Three different kinds of them, Chilean, Andean, and Puna flamingos, turn the lagoon pink when they gather in huge flocks. Visitors are often stunned by the sight. Thousands of elegant birds moving across the horizon. But Mar Chiquita is not just about nature. The lagoon has shaped local traditions and communities. Along its southern shores lies the town of Miramar de Ancenusa, once a booming tourist resort in the mid-20th century. People came here for the healing properties of the salty waters and the mud baths, said to relieve arthritis and skin conditions. Hotels lined the coast, and Miramar was known as Córdoba's seaside escape. Then came the floods. In the 1970s and the 1980s, rising waters submerged much of the town, forcing thousands of residents to abandon their homes. Entire neighborhoods vanished underwater, and today the ruins still stand, silent reminders of nature's power. Yet Miramar refused to disappear. In recent decades, it has been reborn as an ecotourism destination, welcoming travelers from Argentina and abroad. Visiting Mar Chiquita is a journey into contrasts. On one hand, you have the ghostly ruins of the old Miramar, a place of memory and resilience. On the other, you find lively promenades, restaurants serving freshly caught silverside fish called pejerrey, and bird-watching tours into the Ancenusa National Park. Yes, Ancenusa is now a national park. In 2022, the lagoon and its surrounding wetlands were officially protected, making it Argentina's newest and one of its most important natural reserves. This designation safeguards not only the flamingos, but also the capybaras, the marsh deer, and countless migratory birds that travel from as far as North America. For conservationists, Ancenusa is a jewel of global importance. For travelers, Mar Chiquita offers experiences that blend relaxation with discovery. You can sail across the calm, salt-rich waters, which allow you to float effortlessly, much like the Dead Sea in the Middle East. You can cycle along the wetlands, watch the sunset turn the lagoon fiery red, or listen to local musicians playing sambas and chacareras by the shore. Córdoba is known for its hospitality, and Mar Chiquita is no exception. Whether you are a bird watcher, a photographer, or simply someone who loves wide open skies, the lagoon leaves a lasting impression. So, if you are planning a trip to Argentina beyond Buenos Aires, consider making your way to Córdoba. Mar Chiquita is not just a lagoon. It's a story of water, life, and resilience. A place where nature still has the final word, and where visitors can witness both its fragility and its strength. That was Argentine Destinations. Today we visited Mar Chiquita Lagoon in Córdoba province.
Las golondrinas dijeron adiós y se llevaron el tiempo estival. El duende inquieto del atardecer pinta las nubes de gris. Dueño el otoño del verde final, hermosa Córdoba de abril.
Puentes de luna lo vieron llegar con el silencio de un amanecer.
Desde los cerros pintó su pincel de amarillento el añil.
Fina llovizna besando el cristal, mayor tristeza del jardín.
Córdoba en otoño, música del alma, tardecitas por la peatonal.
Mientras el suquía lento se retira, mirando de reojo a la ciudad,
toda la magia que encierra tu ser, hermosa Córdoba otoñal.
Cruz del sur se apresura a partir.
Brilla mañana anunciando que ya llega el otoño a su fin.
La tarde es tibia con besos de sol.
Junio parece sonreír.
Pura la estirpe de historia, genera el paz y avenida color.
Una muchacha sonríe al pasar y tras sus pasos me voy.
Inevitable romance otoñal, vuelve a latir mi corazón.
Córdoba en otoño, música del alma, tardecitas por la peatonal.
Mientras el suquía lento se retira, mirando de reojo a la ciudad,
toda la magia que encierra tu ser, hermosa Córdoba otoñal.
And coming back from the province of Córdoba, we visited Laguna de Mar Chiquita, the Mar Chiquita Lagoon, and some appropriate music to go with that. A track very popular in Córdoba, especially. Córdoba en Otoño. Córdoba in the Fall. We brought you the rendition by group Los Nocheros.
RAE Argentina.
We're going to do now a profile of a key artist in Argentine rock music, Luis Alberto Spinetta, who was born in the year 1950 and passed away in February 2012, an early, unexpected, and very tragic death that, fortunately, in the case of this artist, at least, has left us with a wealth of music. And we're talking of an artist that is considered to be one, if not the most influential or the most innovative in Argentine music. This is somebody who was always ahead of his time, or always experimenting and advancing his own music. He never repeated himself. Apart from his creativity, the man was a really talented poet, songwriter, singer and guitarist, a man of many, many talents. And what we are going to do is to go over the music, or some of the most representative songs of his 40 years of music. His first group was in the 1960s, and that band called Almendra, which means almond, is considered to be one of the three foundational groups of Argentine rock: Almendra, Manal, and Los Gatos. And Spinetta was the leader of this one of these three bands called Almendra. This is a track from them, The Hands of Fermin.
Giran y él también gira y da más vueltas. Pobrecito Fermín quiere ser feliz, gira y da más vueltas.
En el hospicio de
Almendra there with Fermín, or Las Manos de Fermín, one of the many, many classic songs that this band released in the second half of the 1960s. A whole generation of young Argentines were inspired by the poetry, by the style of Almendra, a really, really influential band. And that's why we have prepared not just one, but two songs by them. This is another of their hits called Ana Does Not Sleep. Ana no duerme. Well, the first band then that Luis Alberto Spinetta created was this one, Almendra, from the second half of the 1960s, and the band disbanded. They had a few comebacks in the 70s and 80s, and in 2009, but we'll talk about that later on. But Spinetta continued to his following project. In this case, he decided to go a little more hard, a little more heavy, and create a band that was akin to the sound of Led Zeppelin-ish. Not exactly the same, but definitely more hard rock. I'm talking about Pescado Rabioso. Let us enjoy this track. I like that slit.
Me gusta excitar, ya ayer conocí.
Pescado Rabioso with Me Gusta Ese Tajo is a bit improper, the translation, but it's actually I like that woman's vagina. That's the way it is. Actually, the song called is Lunfardo Way, and it's very direct. It's a provocative track from the early 1970s. Now, nobody bats an eye for this, but you can imagine that 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, actually, well, it was quite provocative and innovative. But we're talking about Luis Alberto Spinetta and his art throughout 40 years plus with music. And among many things that he did, he is the creator of what is considered to be the best album of art and then rock of all times. According to critics, I'm not talking about sales, but everybody who's got a respected opinion in music says that Artaud, like Antonin Artaud, the French writer, is the best album of all times. A piece released by Spinetta in 1972 under the moniker, because of contract things, Pescado Rabioso, but actually the members of the original Pescado Rabioso were long gone by then. It's actually a completely solo project by Luis Alberto Spinetta, but it is released as Pescado Rabioso. There are many songs you can pick from an album that is considered to be the best of all times in Argentine rock. It's a conceptual album, but the songs are simply fantastic. And perhaps the most representative track from that album is this one, They Go Down or Bajan, Luis Alberto Spinetta on Rai.
Tengo tiempo para saber si lo que sueño concluye en algo. No te apures, llamas loco, porque es entonces cuando las horas
That is Bajan, or They Go Down, a track by Luis Alberto Spinetta, included in Artaud, this album with a green, famous green cover, that is considered to be the best Argentine rock album of all times, released in 1972. Next in the career of Spinetta comes Invisible, and this is an experience of Spinetta with jazz rock. It's much, much softer and sophisticated than Pescado Rabioso. It's less in your face classic hard rock, but more experimental. And everybody remembers particularly one song by Invisible, one of the many bands that Luis Alberto Spinetta created, and is the one that names their 1975 album Durazno Sangrando, which means bleeding peach.
Dicen que en este valle los duraznos son de los duendes. Oh. Pasó cierto tiempo en el mismo lugar. Hasta que un buen día se puso a escuchar una melodía muy triste del sur, que así le lloraba desde su interior.
And that was Invisible, a band created by Luis Alberto Spinetta that released this album in 1975 called Durazno Sangrando. It's got another famous cover of a peach. It looks like a peach. It's very conceptual. And the album has got a song of the same name, which is the one we just played. Now, fast forward to the early 1980s and Spinetta, late 1970s as well. Spinetta created a band called Spinetta Jade, from which we are going to enjoy this track. It's a slow ballad, a soft song called Maribel Se Durmió, or rather, Maribel Fell Asleep.
Cantarle por
Now, fast forward to the early 1990s. Obviously, in the middle, Spinetta started his purely solo career. But we are going to now move on to perhaps his most famous song in 20 years, in the 20 years of his solo career, which is this one from early 1990s, 1991. Seguir viviendo sin tu amor. To keep on living without your love. Luis Alberto Spinetta, we're doing a profile here on Siempre Argentina, The English Connection on RAI. Well, there are almost 20 more years in the career of Spinetta, but we're stopping here for a matter of time. We could play Spinetta for hours and we wouldn't be boring you. There will be always something to discover. But what I wanted to say is that 3 years, no, not even 3 years, a little more than 2 years before he passed away, he gave a concert at Vélez Sarsfield Stadium that made history, in which he brought all of the musicians that played with him, and for only one night, all of the bands that we have just played came on the stage for only one night. Is an album that you can find under the name Spinetta and Las Bandas Eternas, or The Eternal Bands. Well, the concert also made history because it was almost 6 hours long. Spinetta on RAI, a profile we brought you today.
RAI. Connected to Argentina's history.
Today we remember one of the most dramatic and tragic episodes in Argentine history. The story of Camila O'Gorman, a young woman whose life and death shocked 19th century society. On this date, in 1848, she and Father Ladislao Gutierrez were executed by firing squad in Buenos Aires, accused of scandal and treason for their forbidden love. Camila was born in 1828 into a wealthy and influential family of Irish descent. She grew up in Buenos Aires in an environment of privilege, culture, and deep Catholic faith. But she also lived in a time of political tension, under the rule of Governor Juan Manuel de Rosas, a strongman, a caudillo whose government demanded loyalty and strict social order. In 1847, Camila met Father Ladislao Gutierrez, a Jesuit priest from Tucumán. What began as spiritual guidance quickly grew into affection and soon into a passionate romance. For the society of the time, the love between a priest and a young woman from a prominent family was unthinkable, almost unimaginable. When their relationship was discovered, the couple decided to flee Buenos Aires. They traveled north and eventually settled in the town of Goya, in the province of Corrientes. There, they lived under assumed names, teaching children, and trying to build a quiet life together. But their secret did not last long. They were recognized, denounced, and eventually arrested. The scandal exploded in Buenos Aires. For Rosas and his government, the case was more than just a love affair. It was portrayed as a direct challenge to the social order, the church, and the moral foundations of the nation. Camila, only 20 years old and pregnant at the time, and Ladislao, just 24, were condemned without a proper trial. On August 18, 1848, at the Santos Lugares barracks, just outside Buenos Aires City, both were executed by firing squad. Witnesses recall that Camila asked to be shot in the chest and not in the back so she could face her death with dignity. Her pregnancy did not save her. In fact, her execution shocked even some of Rosa's supporters. To many Argentines, this was an act of cruelty that would forever stain his legacy. The tragedy of Camila O'Gorman quickly entered Argentine history as a symbol of forbidden love, oppression, and injustice. Over time, her story has inspired writers, historians, and artists. Novels, plays, and even a celebrated 1984 film titled Camila, directed by Maria Luisa Bemberg, brought her story to new generations. That film was nominated for an Academy Award and helped cement Camila as a cultural icon in Argentina and beyond. Today, Camila O'Gorman is remembered not only as a victim of her time, but also as a figure of resistance, a young woman who dared to follow her heart despite the rigid norms of society. Her tragic end is still discussed in Argentine classrooms, books, and films as a reminder of the dangers of intolerance and authoritarian power. As we mark the anniversary of her death, we honor the memory of Camila O'Gorman and Ladislao Gutierrez, two young lovers whose story continues to resonate almost two centuries later. Alright, and before signing off, we've got time for one more song, and it's going to be a track by Los Abuelos de la Nada called Sintonía Americana, which would be something like American tuning.
Yeah.
this, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the International Service of the Argentine Radio. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening to this show that is broadcast via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency 5850 and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. Chao, hasta la próxima.